Come, liberals of every description, unite. Let buy-ins be buy-ins, at least for a night. Quash all your old quarrels, forgive and forget. And down with your dust for another feed yet. Tonight let the long wish smile and the big end. Let the weak kindly smile to the radicals grin. Let no minor difference better be. Sing all your opinions, whatever they be. Let the layers who their taxes pampered and fed, or go with the weaver who sighs for cheap bread, while the fund holder sits cheek by jowl with the men, who would pay off the debt with the dash of the pen. Let annual, diagonal, septennial elections create for their life no discordant reflection. Let those who want ballot and those who want man pay off the same platter and pick the same bone. Let the man who belongs to the section extreme clear his head for a time of his radical dream and take off his glassy and good luck his tie. The men who more flexible principles guide. And oh, when you welcome your bottomless name in the roof of the room with your joyous acclaim and in charity drown in your rapturous praise the stammering speech which your plaudits repays. Nor the victory crown not to struggles forget. The young laird of Crathis, King Arden Shaftbet, and Sir Michael O'Gladden, the gloom of his soul, by toasting his name in a full-flowing bowl. Then hush be the plaudits from silence to cheer, as you turn for a speech from the men that are here, to hallow the memory of those whom you want, a pillar, a miller, a hide and a cant. But on themes such as these do not linger too long. Give full sweetly your triumph in chorus and song. With toasts and with cheers let the night pass away, till your revels are still by the dawn of the day. Then pages of every description unite. Let bindings be bindings at least for a night. Sink all your old grudges, forgive and forget. And fork out your balls for another feed yet.